Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Zayin. We're going to begin 9 lines down on Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Claire Weinstein, Chaya Bas Yosef. This is Jay's mother. Jay's been a regular member of the shiur for several cycles. Her neshamas have an aliyah. All the neshamas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. So we begin. Amre la Mayanuka Umar Kishisha Bered Rav Chisla Vashi. The two sons of Rav Chisda, their names were Mar Yanuka and Mar Kishisha, said to Rav Ashi. Now it's interesting, they're called Mar Yanuka and Mar Kishisha, so there are a number of different reasons why they have these somewhat unusual names. Yanuka means the young one, it comes from the Lashon of suckling, to be Menik, Yanika, and Kishisha means the older one, the harder one, the older one. So therefore, there's the simple understanding is that they had the same name. Some suggest the name was Mar. So one we called the younger Mar, Mar Yanuka, and the other one was the older brother, so he was called Mar Kishisha. That's the way Rashi understands this elsewhere. However, Tosos elsewhere, you see on the side, it says that, look at Tosos in Bava Basra, and Dav Zayin Omid Beis, so there Tosos brings down the exact opposite idea. He says that Mar Yanuka was born first. He was the older one. He was born when his father was young, so therefore he's called Mar Yanuka. The Yanuka refers to the age of the father. Rav Chisda was younger when he had Mar Yanuka, and Rav Chisda was older when he had the younger child, who was called Mar Kishisha. In any event, these two sons of Rav Chisda asked the following question to Rav Ashi, and they said, "Zimnocha do ikla Ameimar liasrein." One time, Ameimar came to our place, Asra the Asra, like we say in the Kaddish, came to our place, to our house. That's the Girsa that we have. On the side, it says that the Girsa over here should be Ravin. Again, whoever it was came to their place, to the house of Rav Chisda, to meet with the sons of Mar Yanuka and Mar Kishisha, and he stayed there for Shabbos, v'lo havalon chamra, and they had no wine in order for him to make Havdalah on. So therefore, they brought him beer. Aisina le shichra. Now, they brought beer, stam beer in those days, the Rashbam tells us, is stam shechar shalahem shoyo shal tmarm, was date beer. But he did not make Havdalah on this. V'lo hivdil, lo avdil, he didn't think that that was an appropriate beverage to make Havdalah on. He didn't consider it chamar medina. That's what we're going to discuss the first part of the shiur today. The definition of chamar medina is the beverage that is drunk for purposes of chashivos. It's something that isn't being drunk because you're just thirsty, but it's brought out because it's an important beverage. So this chamar medina was really this date beer, but he didn't know that, he didn't realize that, and therefore lo avdil, he didn't make havdalah. So therefore, ubos tvas is an expression that's borrowed from Daniel. It's Perek Vav in the Rashbam. That Vav isn't for the Hagos Habach. That's telling us this Doniel, Perek Vav, the editor of Mestamba put it in afterwards. And it means lon, bos means lon. He stayed. Mauna, he stayed in the state of fasting. He stayed in the state of inoy, of affliction. He didn't eat anything because he didn't make Havdalah. And the rule is you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So ubos tvas. So he stayed overnight without eating. The next morning, lamachar, tarchina, vaisina le chamra. The next morning they troubled themselves, they went and they found some wine, and now he made Havdalah on Sunday, v'avdil, the time midday. Now he could eat. In other words, he didn't eat before Havdalah. That's the end of the first part of the Maisa. And he goes home. Lashana, next year, to ikla liasrin, Ameimar or Ravin, whoever it was, came back again to their place, to their house, and lo havalon chamra. Again, they had no wine. Wine must have been quite rare in that shtot, in the place where Mar Yanuka and Mar Kishisha lived, and therefore, I see no shichra. They brought beer, this date beer, again for Havdalah. Now notice the difference in the Lashon. Before it said, I see no lay shichra. Here it just says, I see no shichra. They brought out beer. They knew he wouldn't drink it, so they were going to make Havdalah and Mestama for themselves, because they did drink this date beer as Chamar Medina. So they just brought it out. They didn't bother to bring it to him, because they knew last year he didn't consider it Chamar Medina. So Ameimar, or Ravin, whoever it was, said, Amar, I see that they bring out again this date beer. Ihachi, based upon my experience now last year and this year, Chamar Medina, this date beer is in fact considered to be Chamar Medina, and therefore one is allowed to go and make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. And Avdil, he made Havdalah v'toim midi, and he ate something. In other words, he didn't do what he did the previous year. This year he accepted the date beer, the Shichra, to make Havdalah on. And Morris says, from this Maisa of Ameimar or Ravin, by Mar Yanuk and Mar Kishisha, Shema Mino Tlos. We learn three things from here. Number one, Shema Mino, Hamavdo Betvilo, Tzor Shiyadu Lakos. They obviously David Marv, and they obviously said Atachon Antonu in Marv. And nevertheless, he required that they make Havdalah ala kos, and if they couldn't make Havdalah ala kos, they didn't rely upon the Havdalah that they made in the Shemona Esrei for Mariv to be Havdalah, and therefore he still requires Havdalah ala kos. And as we see, Shema Mino number two, also Lo Liyadim Shiocha Kodem Shiadol, and he wouldn't rely upon that as Havdalah, and since he didn't make Havdalah, you're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah. And therefore he didn't eat that entire night, Matzi Shabbos. And therefore he waited till the next day when he was able to finally get a kos of wine to make Havdalah. And that's Shema Mino number three. Ushema Mino, Mishalo Yudil, B'motzi Shabbos. If you can't make Havdalah, Motzi Shabbos, Mavdil V'holech, Kol HaShabbos Kulo. You have the entire week. Again, we explained this already in yesterday's shir. 2 days ago shir, we said that this means the entire week. When you look at Shabbos at the middle of the week, you have the rest of the post-Shabbos week, which is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, to make Havdalah. Now, Tosus points out that Lo Shaminon Mina in Tosus Dibra Maskul Ushma Mina Mavdal Kol HaShabbos Kula Lo Shamina Mina Elo Kol Hayom. You can't really learn from here that you can make Havdalah till Tuesday. You can only learn from here that you can make Havdalah on Sunday. Now that was one opinion that we brought down in yesterday's shir. The second version that we had of a Meimar explaining what Rava's practice was, so that actually had the Girsa that you can only make Havdalah on Sunday, not till Tuesday. So Tosus points out, you can't learn from this Maisa that you can make Havdalah till Tuesday. You can only learn that you're allowed to make Havdalah on Sunday. So Lo Shamina Mino Elo Kol Hayom, only all day Sunday. However, the Gemara says, Shema Mino Amavdo Kol HaShabbos Kula, because No Kad Hochi Mishum D'Halachikein. It shows that this is the fact, the way we paskin, you can make till Tuesday afternoon. Going into Wednesday, still have make Havdalah. So that's why it said, you see from here that you can make Havdalah beyond Motzi Shabbos, and then it tells us, even though the story only would tell you that you can make Havdalah to Sunday, you see from here that you're allowed to make Havdalah Kol HaShabbos Kula, even though you can't actually see that from the story. The Rashbam asked the obvious question that why doesn't it tell us that you see that you're allowed to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina? That seems to be the biggest Shema Mino from here. And the Rashbam says, that would have been Shema Mino number one, and therefore you should have been four Shema Minos. So Afal Bishayin O'Yayin, even though it's not considered wine, Chamar Medina is good. Lo Choshev to Lo Ayri El Beseder Havdalah. It doesn't mention that here because it's only talking about the actual Havdalah order itself, that you must make Havdalah even though you said in Shemoneh Esrei, right? You're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah, and that you're still allowed to make the Havdalah after Matzi Shabbos. You make it Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. It's not telling us what you can make Havdalah on, therefore it doesn't state that over here. That's Teretz number one that the Rashbam gives. Alternatively, the Rashbam says, Inami, Milsa the Pshito, it's obvious. The Kivin Dein Yayin, Acher Be'ir, Tov Lo Sheyavdu, La'al Sheikhar, Mishalo Yavdu Klau. So that was so obvious, it didn't have to tell Shmamina that you can make Havdalah over here on the Sheikhar, which was Chamar Medina, because otherwise you're never going to make Havdalah in this Shtar. Bomine Rav Huna me Rav Chista. Now that's the Girsa that we have. Rav Huna asked the following shaila from Rav Chista. Now it's a little bit unusual because Rav Huna was the Rebbe of Rav Chista that he would be asking a shaila to Rav Chista, his Talmud. So the Yaakov Emden has a very interesting take on this. He said he wasn't really asking him a shaila; he was testing him to see if he would know that the answer is. But the more simple understanding, and this is the Girsa of the Rush, and this is the Girsa that's brought down over here in the Algoz Habach, is that it was Rav Chista who asked the Shaila from Rav Huna. But we'll just keep it the way that we have it over here, that Rav Huna asked the Shaila from Rav Chista, because we keep on having that mentioned in the Gemara, so we'll just leave it in that Girsa. So Rav Huna asked from Rav Chista, Ma'o l'kadushe ha-shichra, are you allowed to use shichra, beer, date beer, as Chamar Medina? Again, the Rashbam points out that their stam beer is stam shecha shalem shehoya shel tomorrow. That was made out of dates. So this question Rav Huna asked to Rav Chista, we'll keep that Girsa, and Omar. So Rav Chista responds to Rav Huna, and he says, Hashta, Uma, Pirzuma, Useini, Vaasde. The following three other types of beer, which are a higher quality beer than date beer. What are these three things? So the Rashbam explains, Pirzuma is Shechar Seorim, that's barley beer, that's what we have today. What we call beer is normally made from hops, from barley, so that's Pirzuma. Te'ene is Shechar, that comes from Te'enim, that comes from figs, which is a higher quality than dates. And Va'asne, this is Se'oshim Shechar Mipri Sneh, Kigon tusin. It makes from various types of berries. V'halalu chashuvin yoser. And all of these are more chashuv than the stam shecher, which was from tvarim. So they asked the following question to Rav. The boy minemi Rav, they asked him in a place that doesn't, Rashbam says, in a place that doesn't have wine, can you make kiddush on these higher quality beers, the Prezuma, the Teni, and the Asni? These higher quality beers that are made from either barley, from hops, they're made from figs, or they're made from various types of berries, from tusim. So they asked this question to Rav, the boy minemi Rav, and Rav didn't know the answer, so Rav mi Rav Chiya. So Rav asked Rav Chiya, what's the din? Is this considered something you can make havdalah on? Rav Chiya didn't know the answer, Rav Chiya asked Rabbi. Each of them asked their Rebbe Muvok. So Rav asked Rav Chiya's uncle. Rav Chiya was the Talmud Muvok of Rebbe. So Rav Chiya asked me Rebbe, the little Pashatle, and nobody knew the answer. They weren't able to say, are you able to make Kiddush on these three higher levels of Shechar? So therefore, Rav Chista responded to Rav Huna and said, you're asking me, can you make it on date beer? So Rav, Rav Chiya, and Rebbe didn't give a psak if you can use even the higher levels of beer, the Perzuma, the Teni, and the Asne, so Shechur Mavoy, and you're going to ask me, can you use date beer? It's a Kavu Chomer. If you don't have a clear-cut answer about these higher level of beers, so certainly you can't use the lower level of beer for making Kiddush. So that's the answer that Rav Chista gave to Rav Huna. What Ma'ul Kadusha Yashechur, when you don't have wine, can you use Shechur? So the Talmidim who heard this discussion, Sovereign Mina, they said, Kadushehu delo mikachinon ilave. They said, Kiddush you can't make. That was the original question. Ma'u lekadushi ashichra. Can you make Kiddush on these beers? So, Kiddushehu delo mikachinon ilave. You can't make Kiddush. However, avdule mavdila, but havdala, which is a lower level, so you certainly should be able to go and make havdala on these various types of beer. So, amalu Rav Chista. So that was the answer that Rav Chista had given to Rav Huna. And the Talmidim thought that this only applied to Kiddush. So now, Rav Chista tells these Talmidim, the ones that had the idea, Sovr Mina. So I'm a Luhu Rav Chista tell these Talmidim, no. Hachi Amar Rav. Rav said, Kishem She'ein Mekachin Olav, Kachin Mavdil Olav. Since they never came to a conclusion, Lo Poshat Le, so they paskin, therefore, that you cannot use it for Kiddush. And Rav said, just like you can't use it for Kiddush, the halacha is the same for Havdalah. Kishem She'ein Makdishin Olav, for Kiddush, kach ein mavdilin lav for havdalah. And similarly, at Manami, the same thing was said over in the name of Shmuel. Amar Rav Tachlifa bar Avimei, Amar Shmuel, kishem shem makachin olav, kach ein mavdilin olav. You can't use it for Kiddush, and you can't use it for havdalah. So this stringent psak that comes down from both Rav and Shmuel says that you're not allowed to use chamar medina, neither for Kiddush, nor for havdalah. That is not the psak halacha, as we had the story a moment ago, with either Amemar or Robin, that did make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, and that is the Halacha. Now, it always is preferable. People have to understand, it's always preferable to make all the Kiddushes and Havdalah on wine. But when a person doesn't have wine available, then for Friday night, the Halacha is that you are allowed to use the Challah, but you're not allowed to use Chamar Medina. So Friday night is unique in that you can make it. We had previously, Rav sometimes made it on Challah, sometimes he made Kiddush on wine, depending on what he liked, and we pass it like that. So Friday night, the Halacha is, Rabbeinu Tam, we brought down yesterday, said that you can never make Kiddush on Pas, so therefore we prefer to make Kiddush on wine to be Yotze, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, but technically, if you don't have wine, Friday night you make Kiddush on the Pas, on the bread, as opposed to Shabbos lunch, and for Havdalah, there you cannot make the Kiddush or the Havdalah on bread, but you can use Chamar Medina. What is the definition of Chamar Medina? Practically, so that would definitely include beer and probably liquor, schnapps, and various types of alcoholic beverages like that, according to many poskim. There is the famous sheet of the Chazon Ish who says that there is no Chamar Medina, but most don't hold like that. And they, in fact, say that there is Chamar Medina. And then there's a question, besides the beer and the liquors, so are there other beverages that would be included? You have some opinions that say that maybe, under extenuating circumstances, items like soda or coffee or possibly juices could be used for Chamar Medina. What definitely cannot be used, water definitely cannot be used as Chamar Medina. And B'Shas HaDchak, one possibly can use some of these other beverages. That's a whole separate discussion, and we'll go weiter. Levi Shadar Lei LeRebbe Shichra Bar Tleisar Megani. Levi once sent to Rebbe this beer that underwent Tleisar Megani, 30 Megani. What are 30 Megani? So the Rashbam explains, Shinot San HaMayim Alatmarim, he poured water on various dates, and then he did this 13 times. He poured that same water that had been on the first bunch of dates onto another bunch of dates. And he did this 13 times. So this water had been steeped in these different types of dates 13 times. The word asher migain sarecha biyadecha is explained by Onkelis to be umosar. So he put one time, two times, three times, he did 13 times, he put this water into different dates, and he also used crushed dates over here when he put the water on them, so all the juices, all the taste of the dates went into this water, and he did this 13 times. That's a simple way that the Rashbam understands it. The Rabbeinu Chananel has a different understanding. He says that he strained it 13 times, so I guess he got out all of the pulp, he got out all of the impurities, so it was very, very delicious tasting beer. In any event, he did this 13 times, and tame have a bisim tuva, and the taste, therefore, was very, very, very delicious. So Amar, when Rebbe tasted this, that Levi had sent him, he said, "Woo, this is good stuff. Kigon zeh royli kaddish alav. If you have beer of this high quality, then you can actually make kiddish on such beer. V'lo moralav koshiros v'shishbachu shabolav. And you can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu very well with such beer." And he seemed to be very pleased with his beverage. However, that night he wasn't as pleased. Belelya, that night, tsare, he had a lot of trouble. The Rashbam explains he had shilshul, he had diarrhea from this beverage. And Omer, the next day he said, miyasran, it causes us such pain. Umefayes, and we're going to try to use this to be mefayes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're trying to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy with us by using such beer. He's not going to be happy with us using such beer to be mefayes him. That's the way the Rashbam understands this. He says it's a lashon bismia. V'chi mi shemitzar roihu lefayis, something that causes such discomfort. Are we going to use that to be befayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'ratzus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy with us? The low moral of kiddush, that we say kiddush on such a beverage? Now on the side, in the Mesoras HaShas, he brings down the girsa from the Aruch. This is a lashon of hamefis mursa. And the Rabbeinu Chananel has the same idea over here. It's like to express, like you express pus from a pustule. So therefore, this Lashon Mufayis means to express, that we're going to go and express praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to say kiddush on such a beverage. So therefore, he was not pleased with using this for kiddush. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Edor Berabim, I will make a public neder. Now, a public neder, there is an opinion that says that if you make a neder in public, then it can't be Hutter. And therefore, that's why we want to make a public neder here that, in fact, would not be able to be have Hataras Nedarim on it. Tosus points out, in Dibra Masl Edo Barabim, he says, the Ksavad the Barabim Elo Hafara, that's technically not the halacha. That was a Hav Amina that's brought down in the Gemara elsewhere. He says, Ein halacha kain. The halacha really is as follows, that a neder that's made Barabim in public is allowed to have Hataras Nedarim. It's Elo Dafka al das rabim ein lo hafara. It's only if you make it with the understanding that the public accepts it. You'll never be able to find all of the public that will be mad to you, and therefore, if you make a neder al das rabim ein lo hafara. And this is discussed elsewhere in the Gemara and Gittin in a number of other places. In any event, so Rabbi Yosef wanted to declare how much he wasn't going to use such beer for Kiddush or Havdalah, so he said, Edo b'rabim dol eshte shichwa. I won't even drink this because it is not a good beverage. Amar Rava, Rava said similarly, Eshte mi Zorin velo Eshte Shichwa. I would rather have the water that comes from Zorin, that means flax. Now, flax water is known. May Mishras Pishtun, the Rashbam says, is known for being very, very foul smelling. We have discussions elsewhere. Can you make a bracha if you're in such foul smelling water? So this is really bad stuff. She said, I'd rather drink this horrible stuff, this water that flax is soaked in, rather than drink beer. For Amar Rava, Rava said further, he said, to have a Shakyuse Shikra. Somebody should regularly drink beer if he goes and is mandi makadish a shikra, if he goes and makes kiddush on shikra. In other words, this is a punishment. This is almost like a curse. He said, if a person has wine in the city, afa pi shihayu yayin biiro, and he goes and makes kiddush on date beer, such a person who desires this type of a beverage so much, ani yeah, shlo yuchal liknos yayin mida keneged mida. So he should be punished. He could have bought wine. There was wine around, and therefore he chose to have date beer, and therefore he's using this cheaper beverage. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make him an ani and mida keneged mida. You chose not to be makadish the Shabbos with nicer stuff. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish you that you don't have the ability to buy the nicest stuff, and that you'll be drinking this date beer all the time. Another maisa, Rav Ashkei Rav Huna, the Kaddish Shechva. Rav Huna came to him and saw that Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, and he came to his Rebbe, and he saw that his Rebbe was making Kiddush on Shechra, on beer. So he was surprised at this. Amalei, he said to his Rebbe, Sharile Abba Lemikne Istere Mishechra, has the Rebbe gone into the beer-making business that suddenly you're saying Kiddush over beer? In other words, you're saying now it's a chosh of a beverage because you're making money from it? So, as the Rashbam explains, Hischu Laso Shechra Ulishtakubo, I see that you have gone into the beer-making business, and this is your, now your panasa. And therefore, the yofa beinecha u'mekadish atolav. And therefore, you're now considering this a chosh of a beverage to go and make kiddush on it. Note that Rav Huna calls Rav Abba. So elsewhere, there is an opinion that when Shmuel calls Rav Abba, that that's Rav's first name, Abba. But the more likely understanding is Abba is a title of respect. And you can see that from over here. If Rav Huna calls his Rebbe Rav Abba, it can't be his first name. It must be a pure title of respect, like father, holy person. You're like my father. And he's calling him that as a sign of respect and not as a friendship. Like sometimes there is an opinion that Shmuel calls Rav Abba, it's because Shmuel is a contemporary and a colleague of Rav and therefore calls him by his first name. Tanya Rabbana, we learn the following brisa, a mekadshin el alayayin. The brisa says that you're not in a kiddush except on wine. And likewise, you don't make a bracha. We'll have to explain what this means in a second. But it says you don't make a bracha, rishona, except on wine. Mor says, really? What? Atu ashichru of amaya, beer and water. Milo mevachin and alayu, shakon yebid voro. Are you telling me that you don't make a bracha, beer and water? The halacha, we learned in the Gemara and Brachos, is that you're not allowed to get any hanah from this world without making a bracha on it. So a person certainly gets hanah from beer and water. So how can you tell me that you don't make a shakol niyabidvaru? You just said, ve'ein mevarchim elal yayin. You only make a bracha rishona on the beverage of wine, but not on other beverages. That's not true. Gemara says, you misunderstood. Amar bayi hochi kamar. This is what the Brice is telling us. Ein omrim have kos shel bracha levarich elal yayin. We don't say to bring a kos shel bracha. That's when it says ein mevarach, it means a koshel bracha. Not that you don't make a bracha rishon. Of course you make a bracha rishon on beer or on water. Of course you make a shakol nebid v'ro. But if you want to bring a koshel bracha, so the only beverage that is qualified for a koshel bracha is elo al hayayin. And this is in accord with what the Braisa said first, that you only make kiddush on wine. You only make a koshel bracha on wine. That's what it means, ein mevarach elo al hayayin. Another brisa, Tana Rabbanan, and it says, "Ein mekachin ala shechar." The brisa says, "You're not allowed to make kiddush on beer." But Mishum Rabbi Elazar by Rabbi Shimon Amru, but they said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that that's not correct. Mekachin, you are in fact allowed to make kiddush on beer. The brisa continues and says, "Mat emes yayin kol shehu." When you go and taste the kosher bracha, when you have a chiyuv, as we learned the other day, that you have to go and drink from the kosher bracha, so you only have to drink a kosher. Even a small amount, a sip, would be adequate. On the other hand, Rav Yossi bar Yehuda omer melo lugmav. You have to have a minimal amount of a melo lugmav. A melo lugmav, Tosus tells us, from the Gemara in Yuma, she'ilu misalkin letzad echot yira kamali lugmav. You push all the wine to one side, it looks like your cheeks are full, so it's like a half of your mouth is full. A cheekful is one side of your mouth is full, and that is a shear that's pachos mi revius. Tosus brings down that there is an opinion that says that it's more than revius, but lamaisa, we say melo lugmav is less than a revius. In any event, that's the opinion of Yossi bar Yehuda, that when a person drinks makosha bracha, he should have at least a melo lugmav, and that's how we paskin. Rav Huna said the name of Rav, and likewise, it was said over the name of Rav Gidl, who came the Min Nerish, came from a place called Nerish, Hamakadesh, if somebody makes Kiddush, Vitoam, a low lugmav, and he drank at least this cheekful, so then he's Yotze. Now, ideally, one should drink a Revius, but at least to be Yotze, one should drink a low lugmav. Vim Lav, and if you didn't drink it, then Lo Yotze, then you didn't consider that you made Kiddush. You have to go and drink at least a certain amount. Now, the Rashbam points out, this is the halacha of Hachi Hilchusa, and he says, "V'hu shalotam echad mikol amesubim." Somebody has to drink it. Lav dafka, the person that made the kiddush. Avotam echad mehem yotzu kulon yidei chavasan. Everybody then is yotze. V'afal pi shalotamo, even though the people that didn't drink, they're yotze their obligation as long as one person ate this amount. Now this is a very interesting question when it comes up. When you have to have this shir malo lugmav, so if you're drinking wine, it's not that difficult to drink a malo lugmav. If you're, on the other hand, drinking chamar medina, you're having hard liquor, so then it's not so simple to drink a sufficient amount, ideally revius, and certainly at least a melol lugbav. So there is a heter or a kula that some use. Again, it's a shveret type of a heter, but they say that if everybody altogether drinks the shear of a melol lugbav, so one person making kiddush on schnapps, and then two other people also have an ounce, so three people there, they each have an ounce of the schnapps, so you can combine them all to make the shear of melol lugbav. Again, that's really a bidi evet, and one, as I said, should always try to make kiddush on wine, and one should ideally try to drink the full revius, and certainly at least the melol lugbav. Mark Athenu says, Amr Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Ano Tonino Le, when I learned this that you just said, that Hamkadish Vatam Lo Lugmav Yotza Vim Lav Lo Yotza, I learned the same thing, but I didn't learn it in the name of Rav Gidol Demin Nerish. Lo Gidol Bar Menashe, I didn't learn the name of Rav Gidol Bar Menashe, I didn't learn of Lo Gidol Bar Menyumi, I didn't say the name of Rav Gidol, who was the son of Menyume, and I didn't say it was Rav Gidol who came from Nerish. The Rashbam has that girsa. In any event, I just said Ella Rav Gidol Stoma. I just said this in the name of Rav Gidol without specifying which Rav Gidol it was. There are at least three possibilities here: Rav Gidol Bar Menashe, Rav Gidol Bar Menyumi, or Rav Gidol who came from the town of Nerish. So the Gemara asks, who cares? L'may nafkimino, what difference does it make which Rav Gidol he said it in? He's saying the same exact thing. So the Gemara answers, L'mirma didei adidei. Because if you'd find another statement that a specific Rav Gidol made, so then you could say, well, how can Rav Gidol say two different things? If Rav Gidol Demin Nerish said over another place this, and now he says this, so then you could contrast one against the other. But if you don't know which Rav Gidol it is, if you just say it's Stam Rav Gidol, so then you can't ask a question, how could Rav Gidol say this elsewhere? It might have been a different Rav Gidol. Now we finish this sugya, and we go and quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Somuch Lemincha. We had said that you're not allowed to go eat. Arvi Pesach, we said, Somuch Lemincha, you're not allowed to go and eat. Now we had explained to the Mishnah that this is talking about Mincha Ketana. But here the Gemara is going to have a discussion. Does it mean Mincha Gedola, or does it mean Mincha Ketana? And it will come to the answer that it's Mincha Ketana. By the way, the Tosos, which is over here, the bottom Tosos, Somuch Lemincha, which really belongs back on the Mishnah, says, Tema, Amai Kari Le Mincha. Why do we call Mincha, Tvilas Mincha, Mincha? Why do we call this Zman Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana? If you're going to tell me, Tosfos says, Dimishum, the Mincha Yisur Kreva, Bein Horabayim, because they brought a carbon Mincha, Bein Horabayim, that the Kohen Gadol brought the Chavitin, the Kohen Gadol's Mincha was brought Bein Horabayim, so it says, that doesn't make any sense. Halo Gam B'Shachris, B'Shachar, Kreva Mincha, Chavitin, U'Minchas Tomit. So they brought, the Kohen Gadol brought the Mincha Chavitin, and they also had the Mincha that came with the carbon Tomit. So you had that both by Shachris and by what we call Mincha, by the Tomit Shebein Horabayim. So why are you B'dafka calling the afternoon Mincha? The morning is Mincha as well. So Tosfos answers is a very important idea. Yesh Lomar, B'Shachar Yeshem Achar, Tvila Shachris, because by Shachris we already have a name, Shachris. So therefore, we could have called Shachris Mincha, but since we call Shachris Shachris, so therefore we call Mincha Mincha. That's Teres number one. But the Amrinim, the Perek Hamad, the Brachos, within the first Perek of Brachos, have Yizor B'Tvilas Mincha, that we were B'Davka, a very, very careful Mincha of all the Tvilos, Shachris, you get up in the morning, you can always find time to daven Shachris. You get up a little bit earlier. Maariv, before you go to sleep, you always go to sleep a little bit later, so it's not so hard to daven Maariv. But Mincha is in the middle of the workday, Mincha is in the middle of people's very busy day, so it's much more difficult to daven Mincha, and therefore, davening Mincha, you get more schar, and it's more important. That's why the Gemara Brachos says, have Yizor B'Tvilas Mincha, one should be very careful with Tvilas Mincha. Shavi Eliyahu Nana El B'Tvilas Mincha Elyon Har HaKarma was answered against the Nevi'ei Habal with the famous test that he had. Who really is the right HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who's the real HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it the Nevi'ei Habal Chas Hashom with the Habal or HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the case, of course, the fire came down only for Elyon's carbon. B'Shemo B'Shas HaKrovas Mincha Nana, and it was at the time of the HaKrovas Mincha that he was Nana. Well, the Kach Kori Le'Tvilas Mincha Shazu Yashas Ratzon, that this was a great time of Ratzon, and that's why Mincha is such an important Tvila. If a person can daven Mincha, just to daven Mincha, and certainly to daven with a minion, that's a tremendous thing for a person, especially somebody who's out in the business world. Somebody in the base medrash, they have a Seder, and then they have Mincha, and they have another Seder, so it's not so difficult to daven Mincha. You don't get as much schar. But if a person in the middle of his clients, in the middle of his patients, in the middle of his workday, goes and davens Mincha with a minion, that's a tremendous Ace Ratzon. On the side, it brings out from the Abu Dram another reason. And that is because Adam and Rishon, on the first day of creation, he never sinned. So it says, Adam and Rishon chota in the 10th hour of the day. Asiris, Shebashah, Asiris bin Hayom. And it says, the cost of Leruach Hayom. And how does the Targum explain that? It says, Monach Yoma, and that means Mincha. So that's why it's called the 10th hour of the day is called Monach Hayom, and that's the source, according to the Avodram, for why we call the afternoon Mincha. In any event, let's start the Gemara now, where it says, Samach L'Mincha, when you get close to Mincha time, you're not allowed to eat. So the Gemara asks, Ibailu, they ask in the base Medrash, Samach L'Mincha Gedola Tnan? Are we talking here about that it's Mincha Gedola? Oh, Dilma, Samach L'Mincha Ketana Tnan? Or does the Tana mean that it's close to Mincha Ketana? Again, just to remind ourselves, in our idealized day that goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so every hour is a halachic hour, as well as a shos manios, as well as a clock hour. So we start Mincha technically from 12 o'clock, midday. However, we don't know exactly when midday is. We didn't have atomic clocks in those days. They would look at the sun. You couldn't always tell whether the sun was in the east or in the west. So Mincha starts a half an hour after Chatzos, because then you can definitely tell that the sun's already on the western part of the sky. So that's at 12:30. That's what's called Mincha Gedola. Mincha Ketana is a period of time that's 2.5 hours before the Shkia. And therefore, that's called Mincha Ketana. So in our idealized day, that would be at 3:30 in the afternoon. So Mincha Gedola is at 12:30 in the afternoon, a half hour after Chatzos, and Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day, before the Shkia. So that would be at 3:30 p.m. in our idealized day. So the Gemara is asking, what did the Mishnah mean when it said Samach L'Mincha? Mincha Gedola, 12:30, or did it mean at Mincha Ketana, which would be 3:30. Now it says Samuch L'Mincha, so that means a little bit beforehand. A little bit normally means a half an hour. So therefore, the question is, you're not allowed to eat Samuch L'Mincha. That means Samuch L'Mincha Gedola, which would be at 12 o'clock, a half an hour before Mincha Gedola. Or does it mean Samuch L'Mincha Ketana, a half an hour before Mincha Ketana, which would be at 3 o'clock? That's the question they ask in the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara says, what are the two possibilities here? Do we say Samuch L'Mincha Gedola Tnan, that the Tana is telling us don't eat Samuch L'Mincha Gedola, and the reasoning is Mishum Pesach, because that's the time that you're allowed to start bringing the Korban Pesach. And if you sit down to a meal, so then you may not bring the Korban Pesach. As the Rashbam says, Shema Yeshev Besuda V'Yifarsha Me'asus Pesach. You're going to have a nice big meal, you're going to fall asleep, and all of a sudden you wake up and it's nighttime and you didn't bring your Korban Pesach. Dilma osi lemimshach. You're going to drag on the meal, and you're not going to go bring the Korban Pesach. So that's why it says Samuch L'Mincha Gedola. We turn to the Amud Beis, Kuv Zayin Amud Beis. V'osi lemnuyeh milamevad pischa. And because you drag out the meal, you're not going to bring the Korban Pesach. That's the possibility that it's talking about Mincha Gedola. Or alternatively, Odilma, maybe it's talking about Samuch L'Mincha Ketana tonight. The Tana is telling us Samuch L'Mincha Ketana. And what's the problem? We don't let you eat then. U'mishum matzah. We want you to eat matzah l'teyavon. Duma osi l'michle l'matzah achilagasa. If you stuff yourself by having a big meal from Mincha Ketana and onwards, now you're going to eat the afikomen. You're going to eat the matzah, and you're going to have no taste. You're so stuffed. And that's called achilagasa. And achilagasa is not considered achila. So that's the two possibilities over here, Mincha Gedola because of the Korban Pesach, or Mincha Ketana because you're not going to eat the matzah l'teyavon. How do we paskin? Om Ravina, Toshma, Sheyev, from the following Braisa, Afilu Agribas HaMelech. Agribas HaMelech, the Rashbam tells us, was Melech Kosho Haya, Mimalchi Chashmenoi, V'lo Yo'ochel Ad Shor Tes. Like many kings, he was a person who would get up late in the morning, and he had breakfast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, at 9 hours in the day. Now, on the side, in the Masoras HaShas, it tells us that he wasn't from the Malchi Chashmonaim, he was in Malchi Hordus. He was a descendant from Hordus. And Tosus says that the Rashbam made a mistake over here. Tosus says that he wasn't really a good king. He says, Pirush Rashbam, Melech Kosher, who b'nei Chashmonai haya, below Doc. He says he wasn't careful, because the Gemara in Sota tells us that when they read the Pasuk, Mikarev Achecha, Tosim Alecha Melech, that you'll pick from amongst the Jewish people a king, Zol Gwein of Dmos, his eyes cried. He was a good person, but he wasn't a good king, because he really wasn't from Malchus Cheshmanoim. He was from Malchus Hardus, and he was really a slave originally, and he wasn't Roy to be the king. In any event, they appeased him over there, and they said, no, you're a good king, and that was a big problem, and that led to, ultimately, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. In any event, the Gemara tells us over here that Ravina says this brisa from Agrippas that day of Erev Pesach, he normally would eat at 9 o'clock, but also Ayom, Erev Pesach, lo yochal at shetechshach, he wouldn't eat until it became dark. Now, how is that a raya that it's Mincha Ketana that we're talking about in our Mishnah? Shemur says, Iyarmis Mishlom Samach L'Mincha Ketana Tana. If you're telling me that on Mishnah the Tana means that you're not allowed to eat from Mincha Ketana and onwards, Haino Revuse D'Agrippas. Now we understand why it's a raya that even Agrippas didn't go and eat until nighttime, because he normally would eat very, very late. So it's a big chiddush to tell us that at 9 o'clock he would already stop having his meal. But obviously, it's not 12 o'clock, because if it was 12 o'clock, Eliyam is somach l'mincha gedol etnan, so then if nobody's allowed to eat from mincha gedol and onwards, so then my revusid agribas. What's the chiddush telling you that agribas, who would normally eat in the ninth hour, which would mean before 3 o'clock, so if you're telling me it's somach l'mincha ketana, so then he would be allowed to eat then, and he took it upon himself not to eat until nightfall. So then it's a chiddush. But if you're not allowed to eat from 12 o'clock already, so what are you telling me a chiddush that Agrippa didn't eat at his normal time, in the ninth hour? Nobody's allowed to eat at that time. So, chol isar alei mi'kara. In that situation, my revus is Agrippa's. Chol isar alei mi'kara, and it's no chiddush over here. So obviously the chiddush is that if you're not allowed to eat from 3 o'clock, and Agrippa's, who normally ate a little bit breakfast before 3 o'clock, he didn't eat, so then it's a chiddush. That's the revuse, and that's why Ravina says this Bryce is approved, that the Tana of Mishnah is talking about mincha ketana. Where it says, not so fast. You're telling me this is a raya? Tana of Mishnah is talking about mincha ketana? That's not a good raya. My revuse is Agrippas. Then what's the chiddush of Agrippas over here? So, he wouldn't also be allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. Somuch l'mincha ketana. That's at 3 o'clock. And he ate in the ninth hour. So he couldn't finish his meal before the time that you're not allowed to eat. So what's the chiddush to tell us that Agrippa's also a yom? Lo yochal shetechshach. So even the maisa that you're bringing isn't a raya. So Gemara says, ma'al l'tema, no, it is a raya. I would have said, teisha shos li'agrippas, ki arba shos didon domi. I would have said that he didn't eat breakfast. Now, a normal person eats breakfast at 4 hours in today, between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, in the fourth hour. And Agrippas would eat in the ninth hour, which is between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in our idealized day. So the chiddush is that you might have thought that just like a regular person is allowed to eat breakfast, so too Agrippas would be allowed to eat, even though it may extend a little bit into the somuch l'mincha ketana. So, Kamash Balon, that's the chiddush that Agrippas that day. Also, Yom Lo Yochal at Shetech Shach. He might have thought that he had a heter because that's he normally eats breakfast. Like everybody else is allowed to eat breakfast, he's allowed to eat breakfast. So the chiddush is, no, Somach L'mincha Ketana, even Agrippas didn't eat that day at Shetech Shach until night came and he made the Seder and then he had his meal. As the Rashbam explains, the Kivan Dolomad Lecho Batesha shows, Ki Arba shows Lidi Dundami, since he's used to eating his breakfast at the ninth hour of the day, and therefore, you might have thought that he always eats supper, so every day he's used to eating a late breakfast, and he still finds that he has ability and appetite for supper. So Yochol Gam Umatzel Tayavon, even if he eats breakfast for him at 2 to 3 in the afternoon, and maybe extends it beyond 3 o'clock. Gam Hu Kamosenu Shochol Medalas shows that when we eat breakfast at the 9 to 10 hour, we have plenty of appetite for supper. So you might have thought that Agrippas also has appetite for supper in that situation, and therefore he'd be allowed to. So therefore, Kamash Balon, also Yom Lo Yochal at Shetech Shach. Even Agrippas shouldn't eat then. Kamash Balon, that's a good raya. Mark Attingen says, Omar, now the gear that we have is Rav Yossi, but on the side it says that the gear should be Rav Asi. That's what the Rif brings down, and the Rav Alphas he brings down should be Rav Asi. In any event, either Rav Yossi or Rav Asi had the custom, avo mat bilhu bemine targima. He would go and dip things on Erev Pesach. In other words, he would want to enhance his appetite and go and eat the matzah, really b'teyavon, so he would go and eat these various dips on Erev Pesach to enhance his appetite. What are these mine targima? And he would eat these, as the Rashbam says, min amincha l'mal. He would even eat them late in the day. So these mine targima are peiros u'basar below lechem. He would eat fruits and meat without bread, without matzah. V'ho denokat metabo. Why does he use a lashon metabo? Shekom ma'cholim ayidei tibu. Because that was they used to eat stuff with dips. So he would go bedavka to do this. Rav Yitzchak likewise mat b'biyarki. He would go and dip with vegetables, as the Rashbam says. Ochel yarek min amincha l'mal. Lefi she'enu mazbia. It wouldn't fill him up. The Nir Be'enai, the Rashbam says, in addition, the Megara Liba L'Meichel. That's what I said before. This from the Rashbam, that it would enhance his appetite, it would stimulate his appetite, and therefore he would really eat the matzah with L'Teyavon. V'ochol matzah L'Teyavon Yoser. It caused him to do this mitzvah of eating the matzah more L'Teyavon. And the Bryce says the same thing as these two Amoraim, Tani Namihochi, Hashamosh, Matbil, Bibnei Me'ayin, Vinostan Lifnei Ha'orchim, that they had the custom on Erev Pesach that they would dip these pieces of kishka, these pieces of the intestine, into some dip, and they would give it to the Orchim, the Alpha Pishain, Raya Ledover, Zech Ledover, and even though there's no Raya that this is the correct thing to do from the Psukim, there's a Zecher to this, there's an Asmach, the Shinemar, Nero Lechem Nir, go and plow for yourselves a field, Bealtizru El Kotim, and don't go and just plant your seeds there amongst all the thorns. In other words, you'll be able to go and have much better growth from a field if you prepare it. So too, the Mefarshim explained here that if you go and stimulate your appetite, you'll eat the matzah l'tiyovim that much better. Rava habashasi chamra kuli mali yom of the pizcha. Rava would drink wine all afternoon on Erev Pesach. Why? Ki hechid de nigre lilibe. That would go and make him want to eat the matzah more l'teyavot. That helped him establish his appetite better for the matzah. The nechol matzah tveli orta. This way he could eat the matzah with much more teyavot at night. Amar Rava. Rava further said, how do I know that this is true, that wine goes and stimulates your appetite? It's going to make you eat the matzah more teyavot. It's not. Because we learned in the Mishnah later in the Masechta, we turn to Kuf Ches Omer Aleph, Bein HaKosos HaLolu, between the first and second cup of wine, one is Imratzo Lishtos Yishta. If one wishes to drink, he's allowed to drink. Likewise, between the second and the third cup of wine, one, if he wishes to drink, he's allowed to drink. Imratzo Lishtos Yishta. However, Bein Shlishi L'Revi, between the third and the fourth cup, and certainly after the fourth cup, Lo Yishta, you're not allowed to drink any additional wine. Now, if you're going to tell me the amris misatzoid, if wine actually fills you up and doesn't make you have more of an appetite, so then amayishta, then you wouldn't be allowed to go drink extra cups in between the first and the second cup, in between the second and the third cup. Then you won't eat the matzah l'tayavon. You'll in fact eat the matzah. You'll be so full from the wine that you won't eat it l'tayavon. You'll eat it as an achilas gasa, which you're not yotzi. If you eat something as an achilas gasa, wrote down, if you eat on Yom Kippur achilas gasa, you're technically not chayiv. Now I do that, but you're not chayiv because that's not called eating. So if wine, in fact, were to fill you up, so then it would be something that we wouldn't allow you to drink additional cups between the first and second cup, between the second and third cup. Hakach lematzah achil gasa, because then you won't eat the matzah properly. Elosh mami no. You see from over here, Rava says migra gori. Additional wine actually stimulates your appetite and will make you eat it more l'tayavon, and that's why Rava drank wine all day long. Lamaisa, every person has to know for themselves if the wine is going to fill you up. It's not good. And the top Tosus brings down over here that the Gemara in Brachos tells us the Chamer Soy, that wine does fill you up. So what's going on? So it says, Mefarish Asam, that Tuva Gari, if you have a lot of wine, it stimulates your appetite. If you only have poor, if you have a little bit of wine, then it satiates you. So again, each person has to know for himself what will be the result if he drinks wine or not, whether he can drink wine on Erev Pesach. With this, we conclude today's shir.